This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President Bush is promising to present his case against Saddam Hussein in the coming weeks. At a fundraiser in California last night, Mr. Bush said that Americans will understand why the world's worst leaders cannot be allowed to develop the world's worst weapons. Mr. Bush's comments ended a week in which the president had appeared reluctant to speak publicly about Iraq. The president is continuing his trip out west. He began in Oregon. He will finish up in New Mexico. On this trip, he has combined policy statements with fundraising. The president has raised more than $5 million this week alone for Republican candidates in the upcoming midterm elections. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us. Don, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Earlier this week in Crawford, Texas, Mr. Bush seemed to make a point about saying that he didn't want to talk about Iraq. What changed?
Right. They had a big meeting with his national security advisors. Vice President Cheney was there. Condoleezza Rice was there. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was there. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs was there. And everybody thought Iraq would be a topic at such a meeting. But the president emerged from that meeting and told a small group of reporters that Iraq wasn't discussed at all. And on continued questions he got then and that he has gotten over the past several weeks from reporters over Iraq, they seem to ridicule those questions. He called it a churning on Iraq. Secretary Rumsfeld leaned in and said it was a frenzy. Mm-hmm. Later in the day, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer called it all silliness about Iraq. So clearly they didn't want to talk about it, but clearly they do feel the need because questions persist, not about what are you going to do, but why. Why are you going to do it? So clearly the president yesterday in bringing it up in that speech in California felt compelled to start to prepare people for at least some sort of timeline in terms of when he'll lay out his case.
Last night the president also predicted, a word we must use carefully, that there would be more combat in the war against terrorism. Now, are these ordinarily parts of the kind of speeches he makes at fundraisers, or does this representation mean something new?
Every speech that he gives these days, and fundraising speeches are no different, has this passage in it that deals with where we are in the war on terror. The language might have been a little bit stronger yesterday at that speech in California, but he has always talked about how this is going to be a long war, that there are going to be sacrifices, that the American armed forces need to be equipped and ready with the best equipment for combat. And I think we should view it in that sort of context.
Mm-hmm. The president appeared at a fundraiser for Bill Simon, the Republican candidate for governor of California, a man whom he did not endorse in the primary, and a man who's considered to have some complicated financial baggage in this political day and age. There was even some question the president would show up, wasn't there, in person?
Exactly. And questions to what degree the president was going to want to be photographed in anything else with Simon. Simon's family investment firm just in the past month was hit with a $78 million jury verdict in a corporate fraud case. And it certainly doesn't look good for the president to be supporting a candidate with that kind of baggage at a time when all of these corporate scandals are swirling around America. The president says he takes Simon at his word that he's done nothing wrong and that this will ultimately be overturned by the courts. But nevertheless, while the president was out there raising money for Simon, it seemed that his support was still a little bit tepid. He did not mention Simon by name in any of the big public events, only in the closed fundraisers. And it was difficult, I think, for TV crews and photographers to get pictures of the two men in any kind of a chummy handshake or embrace.
Okay. Don, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne.